This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. India created history as the SpaceX Dragon spacecraft carrying the Axiom 4 crew, including Indian Air Force Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla, gently docked with the International Space Station ISS at 4 p.m. Indian time today. With this, the first Indian astronaut has set his feet on International Space Station. Lucknow-born Shubhanshu Shukla has also become the second Indian in space, following Rakesh Sharma's flight in 1984. This historic mission carried four astronauts from the US, India, Poland and Hungary to the ISS for a 14-day scientific expedition in low Earth orbit. Shukla will conduct pioneering experiments related to food and space nutrition. These experiments, developed under a collaboration between ISRO and the Department of Biotechnology, with support from NASA, aim to enhance understanding of sustainable life support systems, a crucial aspect of future long-duration space travel. India refused to sign a joint declaration at the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO Defense Ministers meeting in Qingdao, China today. Official sources said India was not satisfied with the language of the joint document as there was no mention of cross-border terrorist activities. It is believed that Defense Minister Rajnath Singh's refusal to endorse the document resulted in the conclave ending without a joint communique. The External Affairs Ministry has said certain member countries could not reach consensus on certain issues and hence the document could not be finalized. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Ministry spokesperson Ranthir Jaiswal said India wanted concerns and terrorism reflected in the document, which was not acceptable to one particular country. He said Defence Minister Rajnath Singh called upon member countries to come together to fight terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. At the United Nations Security Council, India has condemned in strong terms the nefarious agenda of Pakistan, accusing it of attempting to deflect attention from its own human rights violations and state-sponsored cross-border terrorism. India's permanent representative to the UN, Ambassador P. Harish, issued a sharp rebuttal during the UNSC's open debate on children and armed conflict, calling out Pakistan for misusing the platform and violating the Council's agenda. The Election Commission has started the process of delisting of 345 registered unrecognized political parties for not fulfilling the essential conditions. The exercise has been conducted with the aim of delisting of such parties which have not contested any election of Lok Sabha, legislative assemblies of states and union territories or by-elections since 2019. Besides, offices of these parties could not be physically located anywhere. A 9-member election commission team is on a 3-day visit to Bihar to review preparations for the upcoming assembly elections. The team held a high-level meeting with Chief Electoral Officer Vinod Singh Gunjial and other officials today regarding the special intensive review of the voters' list. In a recent decision, the commission announced a door-to-door review in Bihar to ensure voter list accuracy. The CBI has launched nationwide searches at 42 locations in 5 states in connection with the mule bank accounts being used in cyber frauds. The drive was launched across 5 states, namely Rajasthan, Delhi, Haryana, Uttarakhand and Uttar Pradesh, under Operation Chakra 5. The anti-corruption branch of Delhi has registered a case against former health ministers Saurabh Bhardwaj and Satyendra Jain in connection with large-scale corruption in health infrastructure projects during the AAP-led Delhi government. In a statement, anti-corruption branch said these projects are mired in inexplicable delays and astronomical cost overruns, indicating large-scale financial embezzlement. A court in Punjab's Mohali today sent Shiromani Akali Dal leader Bikram Singh Majeetia to a 7-day police remand. He was arrested by the Vigilance Bureau yesterday for allegedly laundering more than 540 crore rupees in drug money. On the sacred occasion of Netrotsav, thousands of devotees gathered in Puri to witness the Navajoban darshan of Lord Jagannath, Lord Balbhadra and Devi Subhadra. The ceremonial procession known as Pahandi will carry the deities to the chariots. And that is the end of this news bulletin.